If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Show, 1180.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
We're here. I'm sort of out of patience, so I don't know what Mike's going to talk about. I just, during the pre-gaming, talking about the protests and this and that, I just felt the rising, like, the temperature level internally. Just like, ah.
Yeah, well...
Maybe let's go to other tea holes. I just can't take it. America is just not funny anymore.
Well,
but I'm still laughing.
You know, this isn't really meant to be funny. Like, again, the thing is, I don't know what it is, but this stuff makes me mad. But it's like, I can't quite explain why. I don't know. Maybe I just don't get angry to the level of, like, exploding. Although that's not true because I do that sometimes,
no.
Too.
In the wrestling world, they would say that this has go-away heat, which means it doesn't have the kind of heat that makes you want to engage with it. It's kind of like, I just want this to stop so I don't have to see this anymore. It's like, just do something else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what it has.
This is my favorite comment on this so far.
Yeah. What's that?
No. This guy on Twitter was saying, I was always a bit skeptical that the Chinese Communist Party is secretly brainwashing America by sitting a balaclava-clad member of the security services dragging away the chair of the university philosophy department. Makes me think they've really made inroads.
Is this a joke, or is this guy being dead serious?
It's a joke.
Okay,
it's good.
I couldn't tell.
That's
true, because...
CCP, and now America is doing the kind of shit that you would expect the fucking CCP to do.
No, the CCP doesn't need to do that.
The CCP
they're
would just run a beautiful,
like a gentle humanitarian.
Well, they run a beautiful, glorious nation with like a 5,000-plus-year history everyone knows.
I won't listen to this slander about the CCP.
They put an end to like housing speculation and real estate speculation.
It does create quite the quandary, right? Like, aren't you guys always finger wagging the CCP and China and the humanitarian this, humanitarian that, and here you are dragging away university professors for protesting and ethnic cleansing.
It's a dragon. Mm-hmm. Like the Chinese dragon away.
Yeah, Chinese dragon away.
Well, here's the... You know, we were actually just mentioning this morning...
It's the Year of the Dragon, but it's D-R-A-G-G-I-N. That's maybe the show title already.
I feel like I haven't...
Year of the Dragon. Sorry.
Year of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Year of the Dragon.
I haven't been hearing the endless refrain of Chinese Communist Party. Like,
yeah, you're just saying
that like
prep.
I feel like it's somewhat been muted since the Gaza shit took off because Jews are like busy with other things. So and many of the people on the right that would constantly promote that are now busy doing, I don't know what they're doing, but like, I do want to talk about this again. This literally just is a tee hole. This is like a tee hole tangent that came up like as we were setting up for the show. Like, so there's video on Twitter of this woman. I found out her name. And I think she's an economics professor at Emory University. Her name is Caroline Folan. Now that to me sounds like an Irish or Celtic name of something. That does not sound like a Jewish name. And she does not look Jewish. She looks like a white woman. And she is. Economics professor, and I looked her up. She's written stuff about like the changing role of central banks and blah blah blah, whatever, like academic economic kind of stuff, right? And she's apparently at or near these demonstrations, and literally like cops just attack her, and they throw her to the ground.
Well,
and they handcuff her, and she's saying, "Oh my god!" And then she says that the thing that really gets the rightoids. Motor revving is when she says, "I'm a professor."
Yeah.
As if like that is something that she's not supposed to say. And I think that would indicate to me,
well,
maybe
she has
to take part in the protest or not.
It means she has a bunch of fancy book learning and they don't like that. Unless they went right, to, but, like, but, the only way, you're only allowed to be a professor at Trump University. Otherwise, you're looked on with, you know.
Trump University is where you go to learn how to, like, scam people on, like, steaks and wine and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like, Ponzi schemes and stuff. Like, that's how you do it. Yeah. Or just how to, like, yeah. But the thing is that I found myself, I deliberately went into a thread where, like, rightoids particularly were celebrating this, right? Because they were like, oh, look, violence being done against somebody who is a socially safe target for my ire and someone for whom I have a lot of impotent resentment, misplaced though it might be. And so we got, like, the book Learn in College professor. And then she says, hey, I'm a professor, meaning, like, I'm entitled to be on this campus. This is my place of work. You're attacking me at my place of work. And then, of course, it didn't take long before they started attacking her for her race,
for being a white person. That convinces me of something. We should have, like, a CCP-style social credit system, and these, like, bumpkin peasants that do this shit should have their social credit tanked, and they should be sent to the gulag.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, they already people's social credit is already...
It's already, like, in the toilet. That's the whole point.
Like, that's why they say these things. That's why they... That's the thing. And they cannot... They're so small-minded, they can't conceive of how to get out of their own, like, impotence hole. And in fact, they're digging it deeper with this kind of shit, right? Right, their eye hole. Like, these people are just in an eye hole. Just eye hole. Like, that's what it is. And of course, it's like, since you take cues on everything, of course the white thing comes out. It's like, oh, she thinks that just because she's a white professor, and these aren't black people saying it, these are people with American flags, MAGA patriotard shit in their profile bios. And I'm like, you people are just fucking scum.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but she was perfectly happy to, like, not get. And then they're also doing the bit of, like, trannies and stuff like that. Like, she never got beat at the tranny. I'm like, you have no idea if this woman attended tranny protests or not. Maybe she actually taught her classes and minded her own business until she saw the atrocities in Gaza and decided her conscience.
So hold on, let me just stop you there. They would be mad about her going to a tranny protest because they love Caitlyn Jenner and Blair White, right? We're talking about rightoids here. Would she be protesting Blair White, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just so we're clear, that's what they would be mad about. All right. Okay. So you don't know, like, if she actually disapproves of Blair White. I mean, I know you don't.
We have no idea what her stance on this is because she's not. There's no evidence that she's, like, a big, you know, protester.
We know where you stand or something like that. You like trannies.
Well, as long as they're Republican, right?
No, I think they just like them.
Probably. But there's sort of this idea. Well, the thing is, it's almost like I'm starting to see the tranny thing is just like, I mean, it's just very convenient for Jews to keep this out there because it is the ultimate. It's the ultimate. Like, what was that thing you said? What kind of bait is it? Like, it's like the ultimate, like, walk away bait or something. It's basically the ultimate thing of, like,
go away heat.
Walk away heat. Like, that's like. That is what it is. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe that's not the right description.
I'll get on board with the tranny stuff sooner or later. I was looking at the Twitter account In Wokeness, and I noticed that they have this profile picture, and the profile picture actually says, "I support the former things."
Yeah, no, it's stupid. I know
what a telling admission. Like, do y'all not understand? There's an entire meme mocking this attitude.
Well, I hope soon enough Israel becomes a former thing that you can support. because, you know, that's what it really is. But yes, that is definitely in the family. That's definitely run by Jews. Like, that's definitely in the Chaya Raichik school of Twitter. And it's just annoying. So, you know, this shit is like the funniest thing is this shit is, like, making them this campus stuff. Right. First of all, I want to just say this, like, these campus protests really actually aren't that big, and they're mainly, like, sit-ins on college campuses, right? Like, they're not, like, huge violent riots. Like, Jews are portraying them, like, and then, right. I'm not saying that's good or bad or whatever. This is just the truth. This is
that's
what
just
they
what
are.
That's what they do to something they want to stop. They have to overblow how violent it is,
right?
Because they know that, like, any attack at all, it might as well be a killing blow, and it can be if you don't get out in front of it and stop it as soon as possible. So they don't let anything go. That's why Jews are like this.
Right. Yeah. So they're doing like over the top histrionics about what's really going on. Like when we watch that video of that cringy Jewish woman walking into that like stupid drum circle at Yale, like that's probably more the flavor of what's really going on. What was going on there, which was a bunch of kids sitting there like drum circles, drawing in chalk on the sidewalk, dancing around, probably some weed, you know, things like generally speaking, that's more the flavor. Like I'd say maybe it's a little bit more heated in New York City because there's a lot of stuff going on around very high traffic area around there up at like 110th Street or whatever the fuck it is. So, but, you know, this is So they're not all that violent. Like, this is sending a fucking message. And of course, it's like red states where the First Amendment is getting disrespected first. So Greg Abbott is the one who comes out first. Like, yeah. And the thing is, like, Matt Walsh had to do a bit of impotent critique of it, of what Greg Abbott did, because Abbott didn't do an optics and he didn't say that they were doing violence. He just said, like, you're not allowed to be anti-Semitic in Texas. And like you, if you're participating in an anti-Semitic protest, you need to be expelled. And I've unleashed the National Guard on people. He never said anything about violence or law breaking or anything, because there wasn't any. And so it's like, it's very interesting, right? That's a pretty fucking damning thing. Like, you didn't even cover your ass by suggesting that these people were being violent or rioting. Or you just said you can't be an anti-Semite. It's just illegal. So Matt Walsh had to kind of like critique that. But of course, all he has to do is like say it one time. He does
doesn't
one
go anywhere.
Couple minute segment, and it goes nowhere. And he drops it. And he talks about trannies again. This is the Matt Walsh thing. Like, whenever some issue like this comes up, like, oh, I'll talk about it one time, and then now tomorrow back to trannies.
Well, isn't it just like pummeling, pummeling protesters and violating the First Amendment? Right, that's just guy stuff. Just guy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, guys sometimes drive by Palestine protests and just go in and beat the shit out of a white liberal lady because, you know, it's just what guys do.
Yeah. Not a crime or anything. Nothing wrong. Nothing to see here.
No, I mean, there's really nothing more disgusting than America. We could just stop, put a period on it right there, right?
All right, let me hit the theme music. Show's over.
Elaborate, right? But I want to elaborate because I feel it's important.
Kind of hard to talk about America and not indulge oneself in like a just world fallacy where America gets what's coming to it.
Yeah, well, I don't just world fallacy. I feel like I've graduated. I can't. I don't always believe that. Like, you know, I do think that shit's not necessarily stable, but whether or not gets what's coming to it, like, that's another question entirely. But I'll just say this: it's getting what's coming to it in terms of my personal like total and utter fucking disdain for this evil fucking rotten system. But like, there's nothing more disgusting than the impotent, and in a way, like the right wing, the impotent right winger and their response in the face of this. It's like, this is why you will stay where you are. This is why you will be where you are. Like, the fact that you sit there and you just cheer for a cop, and you even conform to the system in that you cheer for her because she's white. Because she is white, you are cheering. You add that on top because that's just like a little spice on top of it. It's not just, oh, she's this hoity-toity fancy professor lady. Oh, not so fancy anymore. Of course, Chaya Ratchik is out there being like, yeah, just definitely never send kids to college. Like, okay, that's the right message, Chaya. But no, send your kids to college so they can never participate in – they can participate in anti-Israel
protests. That's a perfect
I like want Joe Biden to forgive all their student loans.
I see they've deployed some of the standard tropes. The dean of students and law enforcement engaged with protesters, many of whom were unaffiliated with the university and believed to be professional agitators.
Believed by who? What's the evidence? Also, who cares?
But man, they pull this one out every single fucking time.
Dude, it's protest outsiders.
This is a rightoid issue. Like, the idea of outsiders is always tactically deployed. So I'm going to tell a story. Okay, I'm going to tell a story. It's a bit of a digression. But when we went down to – well, I didn't go, but NJP people went down to East Palestine and kind of made their presence felt there, right, through a number – like talking to people and such. And Stryker had his moment talking to the congressman and all that stuff. There was another moment that happened where – the congressman was like speaking. Stryker heckled him. He says, like, why don't you just stop taking the railroad's money? The mayor grabs a mic and he's like, are you from this town? And a bunch of people were like, no, they're not from here. And then he's like, if you're not from here, we don't want to hear your opinion. And like everyone fucking clapped.
Oh, that's.
I was like, so people from outside came because they cared about an issue. They cared about wider issues.
You're going to make me say it. Don't make me say it.
Just don't say whatever it is you're saying that it's going to be bad. Don't say it. But I'm just saying, like, it made me angry because I was like, look, this attitude is like
enjoy
very
your cleanup
much
effort.
What's that?
Enjoy your cleanup effort, I guess.
I mean, well, the thing is, like, do you want help or not? Like, again, and it seems like the outsider distinction and the Republicans that were there were absolutely the Republican politician and oh, yeah. and the apparatchiks that went with that congressman were amping that sentiment up amongst the people.
Sure.
Right. And they would
don't
do
wanna,
it.
I have a confession. I don't want to help these people and they don't want me to help them.
I told you, don't make me say it.
Well, look, here's the problem.
I've had a personal experience on this very topic, and the realization I came to is I don't want to help you people.
Well, the problem is that it's like if you go because you're like, look, and the sentiment is stupid. It's like, why would you in that situation not be like, oh, good, I'm glad like people in the wider country care about what happened.
I'm glad that people
first of all,
elsewhere,
there's a wider issue at play, right?
Yeah. I'm glad somebody's come in here to try to like voice these things that I may not be informed on or didn't realize what was going on here. Because, like, one minute you're just, like, you're just living in a town that, like, a train rolled over in and poisoned. And you're all sick and you don't know what to do. Someone from the outside comes in and starts giving you little, like, little pointers on what's going on and who's responsible. Hey, get out of here! All right,
see
you later.
And just that they were, it's not like they would necessarily have done that. Like, they were agitated to do that and it worked. So, it's like the insider-outsider distinction is only used in this way. It's like, but again, like they would, anybody who's like mad at outsiders, depending on what the agenda was, would be totally fucking crushed. They only use it. Mm. They only use it. Now, again, it would, you know, I wouldn't want to say the thing that sucks is that according to them, there was people that were actually receptive and were not necessarily like to the whole message of NJP, but just to the idea of outside people coming to help.
Oh, those are probably
and things like that.
Those are probably
they probably fucking were. But like,
I'm just sitting here. I'm thinking about it. Like, if my town was full of libtards and that there was a Norfolk Southern derailment, you could come there as an outside agitator all you want, and they would clap and they would be incredibly outraged at Norfolk Southern, and you might even actually hear some like actual socialist talking points. Like, they might even have some literal Marxists show up and do some agitation. Who knows?
Yeah. I love Marxists.
It would go over extremely well.
There's another thing that happened. There was a woman that was from the town that came out and got on the mic and said, one thing I'm tired of hearing about, which I see this in the press all the time, is that people here from this town are like a bunch of poor people that can't take care of ourselves. Let me tell you, we can take care of ourselves here. And I was just like, this lady has to be like the local. But then again, maybe not. That might have just been her thing.
Well, you can't really. No one should expect you, nor should you expect yourself to like dig out of the hole of that train derailment disaster. Like, I don't like. Why are you taking?
Yeah, no,
this,
I don't.
Like,
I
why would you take that as like a point of like shame? That like, no, you need help. You need big time help to clean this up, and you are like, you need to be made whole by the people that did this to you. Like, that's literally what you need.
And it was in, it's just this, I guess the thing is, this is the problem that happens when people are like shit on, is they start to internalize it and it makes them appear to.
But who was shitting on
them? Makes it the,
no one was shitting on the people there. Who was shitting on those people? I mean,
besides
the railway.
Speaking, these are people who are like powerless, out of the
system.
No. So.
That implies that they would actually enact something if they had power, something worthwhile, or they have like a grievance that's actually legitimate. They
basically,
don't. They're fucking dumb.
These are people that need to be cared for because they're citizens of a country, and that's the problem. Is like this country hates them because they were mostly white. They're white working class country. Those are people that nobody likes. These are people that.
Right. They were very specifically not taking care of their needs because of their race. And the point is that, like, the reason for this ultimately is like this is what I was talking about. Like people who are oppressed in this way, who are shut down like this, they do.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoa on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Sometimes start to internalize it and then just embody it, and it makes them appear, like to others, it actually is disgusting, like the sort of craven cowardice of it. Like, and it's just so, and again, I don't want to say all those people from that town were like that, but just there were people, there were at least some who had that kind of an attitude. And it's just like, you know, the insider outsider way, and the GOP guy, the rep there, and his, like, he had a guy, like a media guy or a couple of guys with him that were like his, just his entourage that were out there talking to people as well. They were totally hyping that insider outsider shit up. Like, there's people here that aren't from your town. Doesn't that make you mad?
The problem is they're not being shit on hard enough, obviously, because if bombs are being dropped on them, they probably act more like Palestinians, at least one would hope.
Wouldn't that Republican and his media people be people that aren't from that town?
Well, they were able to leverage the fact that that's their representative. Like, that's their elected representative. So he's the only guy who's allowed to speak for them. Whatever.
Dude, you don't need logical consistency when dealing with these
people. It doesn't have to make sense. Now, the guy was getting a lot of shit, too. The congressman was also getting a lot of shit. But the problem, again, revisiting this after all this time, it's like, yeah, it was a very and I guarantee you that eventually those people got a settlement. And I'm not sure if it was very big or how much it was or whatever. It was like in the hundreds of millions, but I don't know, divided up amongst everyone, how much that actually amounts to.
But there
was probably some like activist attorneys involved in getting that for them. And those were probably outsiders. Anyway, I don't want to like shit on them particularly, but it's just that general attitude. And that's the same attitude I see coming through. It's definitely a conservative thing. And it's coming through in this, like, I'm now just enjoying, like, this, the, you know, it's just like, it actually is, you know, biting off your nose to spite your face or whatever, cutting off your nose to spite your face. Like, it just is. And it's like, since I can't indulge in anything else, I can indulge in, like, a petty prejudice in this one limited circumstance. Right now, I can be angry at outsiders coming into my town. Right now, I can laugh at a white liberal woman getting her ass kicked by a system, cop. But I never get anything else from this.
The system has given me a gift. In this one instance, I am not totally disenfranchised on the outside. I have no control over what's happening here. But here, I've been given the impression that my interests align with the system's interests. So I can cheer for the system for the next 5 minutes while it beats this lady up.
Right.
That's me. I'm an American peasant.
Yeah, and I feel like this attitude is...
Send your kids to college. Send them to big liberal institutions. Make sure they don't
send to college
end up in...
So that they can send them to college and advocate
don't
for the
government learn a
to
trade.
Their college.
Don't learn a trade. Don't dig ditches. Don't start your own business. Get into the institutions. Be somewhere where your family will have a good future instead of out in the woods banging nails together. You don't want that.
And because
you might end up in a town that refuses help out of some misplaced pride when a train derails in their backyard and spills noxious chemicals all over the place.
Yeah.
You might end up like that.
I mean, the entire reason the system is so upset is because that's like actually where the levers of power are forged is in these universities.
Of course,
that's why
they're
mad.
That's exactly why Jews are freaking out. That's not something that I don't think that it's very interesting that the Jew Chaya Raichik and all these end wokeness Jew accounts are out there at the same time as they're mad. They're still like reifying the idea that like conservative people, et cetera, should just ignore these institutions. Now, this is also a very big message of Moldbug when he first started, where he was actually saying if he had his way, he would like roll tanks into Harvard Yard and like blow the whole place up or shut it down. And I was like, well, you're as close as you're going to get now. But what's really happening is,
but if you did that, where do you get your like elite managerial class afterwards? How are you going to
right?
Like,
well, Molbug is saying that because he understood that there's a possibility of something like this to happen at these places. Right. It's not because like they're not studying like Thomas Carlyle or whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, it's because of this. This is why. Like all that shit is just like there for you to support Israel. Like all that stupid fucking like pseudo intellectual right wing crap. That's all there for you to just support Israel. It's ultimately there to make you a rightoid because you're just no different. If you're that person, if you're like a mold, if you're like a bugoid. What you are is probably someone who's actually pretty smart, and maybe you got a job in like computers or finance or something like that. Use your brain, like you're relatively high IQ to get into a job like that. And as a result, like you're kind of interested in stuff, maybe a little bit autistic. And so this Jew comes in giving you a bunch of ideas that fills your head, where ultimately the end result of that is you just become a rightoid and you just cheer the liberal woman getting her ass beat for being a white liberal woman without you know, thinking that somehow you have something there, when in fact you're just going to go, I mean, dude. You know what NRX is? NRX is like bring the people that they bring in. It's like the equivalent of the fucking guy who's like the Italian or the Irish guy from like Queens or like New Jersey or something like that. The first one in his family who went to college gets a job as like a fucking cold caller for a stockbroker, thinking like this is the path to wealth and riches. Like that is what like guys that go into NRX are. They're like, yeah, let me. They're like, it's like the equivalent of the guy who's like, I'm gonna now go and do cold calls at some fucking stockbroker company on Wall Street, and now I'm in Wall Street. I'm at Wall Street, so I've got the path to riches now. It's like, no, you don't. You're just another grunt in their thing. So
actually, I saw a Jew yesterday, literally admitting like the entire game here. I was saying, by the way, BLM 2020 was far at peak in intimidation factor, deaths, destruction. And institutional support in this SJP stuff. The SJP stuff is worrying because of red-green axis plus future elites. And yeah, more narrow targeting of the demographic my kids are in, 3% of the population, hits a more sensitive emotional button than their broader demographic, 60% or whatever.
So this meme is burning American cities down versus saying nice things about Israel.
Right, but of course they still even then like feature a black person, and they probably had to like search for that.
Oh, but that's the thing is they are actually beating up black. It's like, oh,
yeah, well,
wow,
that's another thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Why don't they just kneel?
That is sort of the point of that.
Why don't you kneel to your Palestinian overlords, your sensitive liberal anti-colonialists? Just kneel. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, why are cops allowed to just beat the crap out of niggers? Like I saw other stuff where they were brutalizing blacks and I'll just say the representation of blacks in these protests isn't that high. Like relatively it's not. But
I don't know if you want to do it. I have the Scott Adams post up.
Oh yeah?
I talked to you about it in prep. I don't know. Actually let's not interrupt the discussion. Sorry about that. Keep going.
Oh no, I was just gonna this video, this like white lady getting taken down again, like I don't know. I mean I'm just It's interesting because it's like, you know, I mean, it's just it's totally
what I'm thinking of. She like asks them what they're doing there or something. And
she doesn't do anything to them. Like she doesn't.
She asks them a question and then gets charged with like obstructing an officer or assault or some dumb shit.
Yeah. I mean, she basically approaches them and, you know, she says something. And I mean, this video, like we could now in this one. Let me see. There was somebody. Okay, so here's some response to it. Here's a picture. Here's a video of it. You just watch it. Like, this tweet has video of it. Again, and people would say, like, I get, like, I understand. Here's the thing. It's not like I'm unaware of why people are doing the, like, impotent resentment thing on this, right? I'm just saying, like, people need to be better than that.
I'm just not telling you that you're doing it. Like, stop it. Like, it's gay, and it's – you're not being a dissident when you do that because that's what they want you doing.
Your head. 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 Oh my god! Oh my be more fascist. You are Hitler. You are...
Just I wish someone would appear and stab everyone involved.
Happy dog. Shame on you. May you never live another day.
But, like, they don't give a shit about...
This is a Hitler professor, everyone.
I am a professor of economics.
You are rabid dogs. You are fascists.
It was a peaceful protest until they started...
What the shit is this?
Fuck the troopers.
They were fighting troopers. Well, I didn't see anybody fighting troopers.
It's because of the shit that they make up.
Like, why are troopers there?
Well, there's no lone gunman loose inside of an elementary school, so it's safe for them to be there.
Yeah, like, I'm just seriously, like, what is this guy talking about? It was a the shit about them yelling all the it's all expected. They're also fucking dumb and brainwashed, these people, right? But,
there you go. There's a good tweet. One good tweet. LOL, maybe she learned today that Jews are in charge, not whites. That's good.
Everyone else is just
posting, which is like, fuck you.
Yeah. And then they're doing the bit of like, well, don't interfere with cops doing their job. Like,
don't interfere with protests on campus. Darwin Olympics shit, like, right? Remember the movie like PCU? Like, isn't college campus just like every day is just some cringe protest? How come this one they got to bring out the fucking shock troops? Why not just let them have their cringe protest? Let them yell about, you know?
Right.
I saw somebody kind of raising the question of, like, why is it that you're doing this crackdown when school will be letting out fairly soon anyway? You can just let them do their dumb thing. When school's out, it's not like they're going to come back and continue protesting.
Well, this was at Emory. That's in Georgia. The other one was in Texas. That's in Texas. And so these are red states, right? I mean, forgive me if maybe I got it wrong. I believe the governor of Georgia is a Republican. I mean, let's just look that up real quick so I don't look like an idiot.
Oh no, Ben Gavir's been in a car accident.
Yeah, Brian Kemp. Oh really?
Yeah.
Dude, did he get like fucking there was a car accident. I showed a little video.
Oh man, he's only, it's a rollover. He's only got mild injuries. God damn it.
Here we go. Okay,
Kemp is the governor of Georgia.
Here we got a veteran. He's got a recon.
Oh, sure, that
whatever.
Makes his opinion valid.
He's
right?
Spartan 19D veteran, Second Amendment from North Carolina. Hey, fuck, you guys showed up to fuck aroundville. Enjoy your stay. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you at your free health care for life
that's
for serving
that's what
Jews.
That pisses me off like more than anything. Like, I'm sorry.
You fucking.
That shit from conservatives and people like him, that actually pisses me off more than like the cringy liberal stuff. I actually find it disgusting.
I hope a lot of your friends died while you watched whatever you were doing to serve Israel. I hope you suffered a lot of trauma.
He probably didn't. He probably didn't ever. He probably actually just didn't do anything.
I hope all the memes about the VA are true and they fuck up something that makes you fucking hurt.
Dude, there was some good.
Which I think it's a meme, right? I think the VA is actually awesome. What they don't want it getting out that like average people like don't get to have free healthcare. Only these vets do. So they all like talk about how terrible the VA is. It's like, well, you didn't have to pay for it, right? You just have free healthcare for life.
I think constantly ragging on the VA for being shit is just is a strategy. And I think one thing I admire about them that they do that. Like, good if doing that, I mean, is helping, then go for it. Yeah, continue. Like, get like great care, and then just say it's total shit.
I want to go to the VA. I think everyone should just have access to the VA, free VA for everyone, not just veterans. We're veterans too. Veterans of meme wars, veterans of psychic wars.
Funny you mentioned the VA. I used to transport to a VA hospital in Salem, Virginia, and they have an emergency room. And it was always really weird because it was like they didn't really want you to bring them patients. And it almost did feel like we don't want the secret to get out.
Yeah.
Yes, you can come here to our ER and you're going to get fairly good treatment.
Yeah, these patriots are all going to get socialism for themselves right now.
These but it, there was like an aspect of that because the ER was nice. Never really had any complaints about dealing with them.
Listen,
it's funny they didn't.
Listen,
really,
I didn't.
Funny because I
didn't
nice
like murder.
They didn't really have many.
I didn't murder like civilian like wedding parties in Afghanistan so I could not have free healthcare. Pleb.
Let's be honest. The person that did that never had any chance of actually getting injured. I mean,
no. You stand at a distance and like shoot at like Stone Age Hajis.
Yeah.
And then you cry about your PTSD.
Up, like,
it's like, no, you don't have like post, you had like pre-traumatic stress disorder. You're like an American retard that wanted to sign up for the armed forces. Like, you already have some kind of brain trauma that made that possible to have that decision. Like, you don't want to take all the enlist. I think I'm going to go to the armed forces. I'm going to serve Israel.
I want to go fight. I want to go fight a war. I'm saying I blame you for still being dumb.
I want to go fight a war against people that can't possibly stand up to my weaponry and training. And I'm going to chest bump myself for it. I'm going to pat myself on the back for being such a tough guy. Hey, I shot at some unarmed goat herders today. I got really scared by one of those giant Iraqi spiders, so I don't know. I pissed my pants a little bit. Maybe I'm not as tough as I say. Then I'm going to come back to America. Welcome to fuck around town, professor. As you probably were hiding on January 6th. You're still hiding from January
6th. I remember when I first started doing takes like this, people got so angry when I would go after like the gun people.
People need to be angry because people have a lot of like placebos and people have a lot of litter boxes they pretend in. It's just not real. Like I speak from experience. Like you weren't like this. You're some like cringe like Code Pink guy. I was a conservative like talk
never.
Radio.
I got to defend myself. Never.
I
hated
just,
that
I'm being,
stuff.
I'm being facetious.
I was like a non-cringe, very serious and level-headed person that believed in like left of center.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was very much a cringe. Let's go Rush Limbaugh Republican. Let's glass the Middle East. And really just like an insensitive like individualist that thought like everything about this society and everything that governs society existed like solely to like inconvenience me. And that I was going to have my revenge someday. So I know what this mentality is. And it's all a lie. It's all delusion. Yeah. It's all to protect your tiny little fucking ego from the fact that like you are part of a collective that's being crushed by another tiny collective that runs everything. And every time you run cover for it, you're just being crushed even further. And you have to become even more obnoxious and mentally ill to cope with it. And it takes a lot of personal growth, and you have to be secure in yourself and admit a lot of things to get out of it. And people are just people. I've seen people just refuse to do it. They don't want to hear it. They are flat out like, no, I'm staying in this little bubble. I'm staying in this conservative. Even as I call myself a white nationalist and I say kike and I say nigger, I'm still part of this other thing. I'm part of this delusion. I might be on the fringes of it, but I'm staying in that mentality. And it's just sad and it's pathetic. And you're not going to learn if somebody's not bullying you. That's the thing I've learned over the years. It's like if somebody's not bullying you, you're just going to be comfortable in your own skin of delusion. You're going to just be sitting in your litter box until someone comes along and is like, hey, don't you have a toilet, retard? So... And I want to be that guy.
I never actually bullied you, though, did I?
I don't think so. We were pretty copacetic most of the time.
Well, but when we would disagree about stuff, like, it wouldn't be a bullying situation. But that's just me.
No,
that's
I usually
just because I'm actually kind
I
of like a pussy.
Just,
like, I just thought
I usually
people.
Just assume that you were smarter than me. I was like, oh, maybe I should think about that.
Well, safe assumption.
Nobody ever makes that assumption. People get mad. Don't like, no, you have to, like, make the assumption like we're smarter than you. That's the other thing. Like you just have to understand.
Well, I
like,
assume I'm actually
if you don't,
smarter.
It's
I
like
legitimately assume.
Well,
I'm
it's like no, it's legitimately true. Like maybe not. Like, you're not why. Like you haven't thought about it. Like if you disagree with me or Mike or Alex, like, it's because you haven't thought about it enough. Because you're kind of self-absorbed. And it's not your job to think about it. The problem is like don't get mad when you hear a bad take that you don't like. It's probably a good take, and you just don't think about it much.
Well, the problem.
My
is,
guns.
Like, we have
but
to
my guns. Are, like how much take? How much thinking did it take to get to? I'm allowed to like collect all these stupid guns, oh, but I'm not allowed to use them in a self-defense situation. That takes a lot of thought and self-admit. Like, suddenly you're not a tough guy anymore. You're just a guy with expensive metal things, which I am too.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of guitars.
That was something that people really got mad. I remember you
got mad.
Like, I remember some people
because the identity is I'm a tough guy with weaponry. I have this little thing, and I can just
well.
Like,
there was also
I can point it at
the
something
belief that like
and move the. I can. It was like because it's a an illusion of a will to power, and you actually don't have it. You cannot point that thing at anyone and get your way or protect yourself.
And there was a
you can't.
Particular thing that went along with it. The way you can't point that thing at someone by yourself and get your way. You can if you have a fucking army.
Yeah.
That's typically how that actually works. But again,
that goes to January 6th.
And I use that argumentation to this day whenever I deal with gun product enjoyers, because they will start talking about Second Amendment and fighting the government, all this other bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, but you have this entire like system of thought in which forming the organization that would let you do that is Fed posting.
The lady that the lady that just had her head bounced off that sidewalk, she fought the government. You didn't. You have a collection of metal things. See, that's the kind of stuff they don't like to hear. Because she's
a libtard. There was an adjacent take, which was that the idea was like, well, at some point, the fact that I have these will be perceived as a threat from the government. Then they will come and try to remove them from my house.
Probably not.
And at that point, I will fight them.
No, you won't.
From this defensible location. I'm like, all right, but if you're not going to do anything until that point, then they can just never do that.
That's a stupid position.
Yeah, they're not
losing. No, I mean, it wouldn't be articulated like that, but that would be sort of like a background assumption. Oh. I would tease this out in conversation with people. And sometimes people would say, like, no, but legit, like, if they came to my house, like, it's a very defensible location, and they would be, like, wargaming out. Like how that would work. And I'm like, yeah, but what if they just never come?
Also, what if you just like?
It's part of the rationale there is that you are going to come and take it. Like that's where the whole come and take it thing.
But they're just going to come and take it.
They are going to come and take it.
You're going to open the door and let them in. Like that's the reality. You're gonna and when that actually is in your face and you're like looking around at maybe you have a family, maybe you have some dogs, maybe you like your defensible position is like, well, I kind of like the way all it feels. Like I guess I'll just let them have the weaponry and I'll just go. It's not worth losing my life over. It's probably what you're going to do.
Yeah, but I'm also of the opinion that they just won't come and take it. Like, they don't need
to. Either way, both are wrong. Like, they're not going to come and take it. And if they did, you would just give it to them because you're an American.
I've explained this.
What Pierce said. That's in the Turner Diaries. What's that? Bloviating gun guys were the first ones to turn it over when they did the gun confiscation.
I've explained this to Rightoids before on the internet. It's like the government likes the current paradigm because
they love it. It's great.
You buy a bunch of this shit, and they also have like this sort of like vague, ever shifting definition of what's really legal or not, and they can use that selectively to go after anybody that's actually. Perhaps starting to do something like form a militia, or maybe they're having dangerous thoughts, then they can go and nail that person.
Or even just somebody talking the way they're not supposed to, which is usually what actually it is. It's usually someone over-bloviating. But
thing is, the government doesn't want to take your guns. They don't want to. They don't want to just make it illegal. They like having this fucking minefield where they can blow you up.
There's also this thing where there's certain memes that are somehow circulated in those communities about like just on some level like getting away with violating one of these regulations through some kind of loophole or some kind of like, you know, defining something as something that it's not and then it's really this kind of, you know what I mean, like, and that there's something like cool or badass about doing that and getting away with it, which is just like fucking, that is absolute fucking bait. And, like, it was sort of funny when like, the bump stock thing happened. I was just in no way animated by that at all. Like, I really did not care about it, but I did see people getting animated about it, but I felt like, not politically secure enough.
You have to understand, Mike, if they come from the bump stock, that means they can just come for anything. It's like,
they can already come for anything.
Right.
They can already
come
for anything.
But even the way they did the bump stock ban,
they
stopped selling them. Like, they just made it so you can't buy them anymore, and I don't know, did they grandfather them someplace, or were you supposed to just...
I have no idea.
Who knows? I could not care.
Because
in the end, it doesn't matter. Bump stock doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, they changed the rules around, and it's like, now we got a lot of people trapped under this, like, new precarity, and we can go nail them if we feel like it.
Well, the
they're
best
never going to just ban them all. That would be stupid.
They're not just going to take... They can always they're not just going to go and take rifles out of people's houses. That's never going to happen.
They can also
It's like saying that you got, like, a guy who's a fisherman... And he's going to, like, ban all forms of bait.
Ooh, like this bait.
My question also is, like, for this, is, like, at what point do they do this?
They don't.
When do things need to get to tyranny levels where they do that, right? And it's not as if, like, you having them, like,
your arsenal is
the funny thing is
your collection is going to be mischaracterized as an arsenal if they ever need to. Like, if they ever need to ring you up on something, like this collection of stuff that you have, they'll just pile it up next to your shrine to Hitler or whatever you got, and you're just the bad guy forever. Like, here's more evidence. Like, not only did he engage in whatever this was, look at this antisocial behavior, having a large collection of weapons and ammunition. Like, you're done. The jury pool is poison.
Someone that we know about one of our buddies. I think actually I can just talk about it because he's well out of it. Like, I think Mazzellis was like, he had a Nazi thing and he had like 40 rounds of ammunition. And they depicted this as if this was like, just like, I mean, he's already done his time on all what anything, so doesn't talking about it is irrelevant now. He can't get any more trouble for something he should never have gotten in trouble for to begin with, but the time has been served. But like, that was just portrayed as a fucking arsenal.
Yeah, that's what they'll do with
40
it.
40 rounds. Anyway, I don't know. We've done this take before. I've actually kind of gratified that this take has become that I felt like very nervous about putting this out there like 3-4 years ago, but now it's pretty standard.
Well, because
in the thing, so.
All these Republican things are just wrong. They don't help. They're not part of like they're a separate thing. They're there to prevent the collective struggle of white people, of racial struggle. Like, you are supposed to be totally deracinated, individualized, and in your bubble with your guns or whatever these other like ideological positions are. Like, don't go to college. Learn a trade, you know, take like the mundane realities of life and turn them into like achievements that you're unlocking along the way. So you can like celebrate like, oh, I actually got married. Oh my God, she might be pregnant. Oh, I have a job and I paid my bills this month. Like these things, like sort of like fetishizing all that stuff. And then like using that to get you into like what low taxes and blah, 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 blah. Like all this conservative, it's all just garbage. It's all to ruin your life. It's all to turn you into an antisocial freak if you aren't one already. And that's
dude,
it works.
I saw like unironic Longhouse posting on Twitter, and I was just like, I was a bit like deer in the headlights. Like it's like it was over that Lauren Southern thing, right? And the analysis was like that Lauren Southern has like now officially like joined the Longhouse.
There is no Longhouse.
Oh, no.
Those people live on, those people live on reservations and they get like free college and shit and they get to pretend like they're a force.
Well, I was just like, is the Longhouse like a synagogue? Because if not, like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The Longhouse.
And the stuff I saw, it was clear that there's a subculture here because it had its own, like, it wasn't just like Longhouse. There was other terms that were used and they were being used
it's
like
gay
MK Ultra style by this. And I was just like,
we're all just gay.
I did have a final thought though about the.
But I feel like it's also targeted at younger men, right? Yeah. Like it's targeted at people who are like 19, 20 years old. Like it's targeted at younger white guys,
especially
who legitimately. Their brains are capable of being. I'm sorry if I talked over, but their brains are capable of being molded, and they have insecurities and resentments, and they are nervous about, hey, will I actually be able to have a basic normal life in this country? I don't know. And so they're actually targeted based on this, and then with this fucking stupid, this Longhouse, it's just like, dude,
you have a better odds of having a normal life by just not reading that stuff on social media, just not letting that get in.
That stuff will definitely make it harder.
I'm sorry, let out. Right, what do you got?
Life, so because you will never be able to talk to a woman in a
Mike
normal way.
Mike was mentioning something about in the Turner Diaries about the people who have like the biggest arsenals. For me, the first ones to turn them over, and there's a reason for that if you think about it. Because the people that have the biggest arsenals and buy the most gun product are the most economically minded. So if you present them with a little dilemma, I need to maximize my my rewards here. Getting to shoot out with the police, that sounds like a bad deal.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do the economic rationale. I'll do the calculation and determine I should just give them my stuff.
Yeah. Well, one minor correction, though, which is it wasn't necessarily the people with the biggest collection. It was the biggest bloviators.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they had the biggest collection, but the point that Pierce was emphasizing was the bloviation about it.
What was Turner Diaries but one big bloviation anyway? It's like pot, meat kettle.
I mean, yes, but like, I like Turner Diaries.
But see, that's sort of like undercuts, like everybody in the country is trained to be a very like economic calculating, rational, homo economicus unit, you know, like that's how they approach reality is they do these economic calculations in their brain. All you have to do is present them with a dilemma in which you set up the incentives correctly and they tend to do what you want them to do.
Here's my critique of Turner Diaries. I have a critique of it. The problem with it is, and this is a critique generally, this kind of goes over.
I don't read bad books, so I've never read it.
It's actually a great read. It's very much fun to read.
Oh, like, Mike's taking the low status position.
I don't really care. I also enjoy
you might as well
Hunter,
tell me,
right?
You might as well tell me you like the Butlerian Jihad prequels to Dune. Oh God, just the status
it's
is just
way
like
better than that. Actually, no, I'm not. When I say that it's actually like it is a good read and is a lot of fun, it really is. I'm not lying. I genuinely do. But the problem with it is, it's wish fulfillment. Right. And so as a result, But the issue though is, and the way it achieves this is that like the organization pre-exists. Right.
Right.
And this is the same thing with Hunter. And it's the same thing with the third book that Pierce wrote, which is generally considered to be utter crap. And I never even bothered to get past the first few pages, which is called Cobra's Walk or something. Serpent's Walk. That one is no good. But and it's not, and it's also, it's like not really ever acknowledged that he wrote that, even though he definitely did. But that one also same thing. It's like the organization in that one. It was the not there's a secret underground. It's literally like the Alex Jones conspiracy. Like there's a secret underground Nazi group that survived the war and has been like planning and plotting in secret.
Yeah, George Soros. When
they finally come back. Right. Well, Pierce wouldn't do that, but you know what I'm saying. Like, but yeah, and it's still just not true. And so the issue with I've always had with those is the organization pre-exists. There's nothing that explains, like, how is it that this network of committed activists willing to take all these risks against this tyrannical state that's emerging? How did that even come about? It's like, well, it's just there at the very beginning. It's just there. And what we do is we follow a character who is introduced to it and gets deeper into it, but it's already there. So we never have to learn how such a thing could ever develop because Pierce frankly didn't know either. And nobody really knows. Like that's one of the problems because it's really difficult to overcome all the different traps and problems that are set in this society to actually have something like effective solidarity and things like that. So that's my critique, is that ultimately it doesn't really teach a political lesson. Pierce had very good predictions about the direction things were probably going to take. He analyzed everything right. He got everything right, but he still, the so-called organization was just there and it didn't have to get built. And so I'm like, so it's really just a fantasy book.
Yeah.
I think they like nuke Israel at the end of it. So it's like young adult fantasy. It's just all wish fulfillment. Like I wish I had magical powers that could make things happen.
And it's all as like turgid and autistic as possible. It's just so off-putting. It's just like, ugh.
Turner Diaries is less so than Hunter. Hunter's more like that. I don't know if you ever tried Turner Diaries is much
Hunter
more,
is absolute garbage. Hunter's like one of the, I didn't even finish it. It's so
Hunter
bad.
is like, it gets, it's like, you're kind of,
you
just, it's also
you can
like,
hear
frankly,
the eye twitching and the fucking, like, the need, you can hear like the Adderall and the, it's just horrible. It's like, wow, I'm reading, this like, is like a crazy person wrote his stupid shit down and he thinks it's really smart. I'm just like, wow, this is bad.
Yeah, it's, anyway, whatever.
Boy, how did this fail?
Well, the thing is, it's also like it's not really something that that one's the theory of what the hell is going on is even stupider because it like, OK, so a guy goes and just starts shooting mixed couples. Right. And
inspired a ton of copycats. Actually, right. Wasn't that the idea?
Actually inspires like copycats. And then even worse, the FBI agent that catches on
is like into it
again
and red pills him on the JQ. Right.
Yeah, this is what's funny. So he just hates niggers, right? Oscar Yeager in the book. He just hates niggers. He doesn't know about Jews. Now, he manages magically to get away with murdering a Jewish congressman without knowing he's Jewish. And then, like, he garrots him in, like, the bathroom of a hotel at a fancy gala dinner. And there's no way. You just walk out of that, right? You just blood everywhere and cameras everywhere. And you manage to just waltz in and out, no problem.
This
never
is just
catch
what rightoids think they're like collectively capable of, like, you know.
But the FBI agent, then this is what's so funny. The FBI agent comes and is not only part of said underground organization, like actually
the
then
Open Society Foundation
red pills him on the Jews.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, I did tap out at a. I never finished that one, honestly. But again, it's I still like Turner Diaries. I don't care. You're not going to convince me just because it's low status schlock. You're not going to convince me that I get to read whatever kind of fantasy I want, and like you can't judge me. But
I would rather read only the chapters about embroidery in Wheel of Time than ever look at that trash ever again.
Anyway, that was good. I like that. That was solid. But again, like, so
as far as Butler and Jihad goes, it's a toss up. I don't know what I would rather torture myself with.
Well, there's no point in thinking about it. Like,
I'm actually gonna fire up the audiobook for Dune. I think Dune? I'm gonna do that.
Although you say Turner Diaries.
Is that available in audiobook? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
You could probably send away for a fucking cassette of it somewhere.
You can get it on archive.org if you want to find it.
Oh, there you go.
Unless they removed it. I think Jews are like removing everything like that.
Digitized cassette. I could just hear the tinny fucking room noise of somebody with no equipment. I'm going to make, like, got one of those little mini tape recorders. Welcome to the audiobook. I can just hear it in my head.
Well, allow me to. I understand. All right, I'll shut up. I'll just let you have the. He actually had a production studio at his compound.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Bet it sucked.
Because they did like radio and stuff and all. Like, what's that?
I think I just said I bet it sucked. I'm just being a jerk. I know.
I know. But it's anyway.
Oh God.
But whatever. I don't know. And there's another thing. I I'm just gonna end before it in case it comes up. I don't think it comes up in our community anymore amongst our listeners. Like this doesn't. Like I think that these shibboleths, many of them, to a large extent, these shibboleths have been conquered such that like. But this is something we've encountered in the past. Something like what we're saying about this, the Palestine protests and this liberal professor lady and such. People being like, okay, yeah, like I see what you're saying, but I also just like seeing a liberal get beat up. And see, I'm like, yeah, but see,
yeah, because you're like an antisocial like weirdo.
That doesn't. I actually.
And you're also like you're also like a pussy. Like,
no, I understand what's happening here.
I like to vicariously live through like a cop beating somebody else. Like, well, maybe the cop will. Hopefully, the cop will beat you one day, and somebody else can live vicariously through
that. He will if he's told to beat you. He will go beat the shit out of you, and he will.
Oh,
he
probably
rather
beat you. To be honest, he probably is a little.
But
like,
let's be honest. But you're never going to be outside.
No. He has no conscience whatsoever. He doesn't care. He'll do whatever. Like, he'll kneel if you tell him to. He'll beat up. He doesn't think. He's an automaton. Like, he doesn't have. No.
Can't commit crimes if you never leave the basement.
Well, but you know exactly where I was going with that. Like the sort of like, well, look, it's yes, sure,
keep
yeah,
talking.
Okay, yeah. Granted, it is all in service of the same system that's crushing me. But can I at least enjoy that it's now somebody I find annoying that's getting beat? It's like
you are not allowed to enjoy Zionism. Being upheld with hard power against America. No, you're not allowed to enjoy
exactly
that.
Right.
If
you're
enjoy
no,
that, you might as well put on a yarmulke and go convert. Yeah. Just go be a Jew. You are a Jew. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of the soft Zionist. That's what really makes America suck, is like everyone is a soft Zionist except for me. And yes, it's you. It's not me. You're the problem, not me. And it's a very small number of people that meet my standards of not being a soft Zionist, and most of you on the outside, and the whole world is wrong and I'm right. That's how it is. That's how Zionism is. Every fucking tacit little, like, every point of contention you bring up about the protests and who's doing it, everyone, you're just a fucking Jew. And I hate to use that. I really do hate to go, like, with the name-calling, like, Jew-fed stuff, but at this point, it's like, when we're talking about, we're literally talking about protests against Israel, and you take Israel's side, just go to temple this weekend. Just... tomorrow, like turn your power off tonight at sundown, and don't turn it back on until tomorrow at sundown, or however the hell that works. Is that how that works? Is that what the Sabbath is? I don't remember.
Know, something like that. No, what you should really do is go do it for a Jew.
Go do what for a Jew? Oh yeah,
go be a Shabbos goy. Turn their oven on and off.
Go use their phone and their light switches and shit. I mean, you might as well. You're doing it for them, for this lady. I just want to enjoy helping a Jew cook on Shabbos. I just want to just let people enjoy things. Like, all right, go enjoy.
What you're really doing is you're helping them cook, like on Twitter. Like
helping them cook.
You're like, just let these cops cook.
Well, you're
helping them. You have liberal people. Let them cook. Like, why are we?
You're helping them cook Western civilization.
Yeah, right.
Fucking crisp. That's what you're helping them cook. That's what you're fucking helping. Them cook.
So
don't cry.
Just,
don't cry to me. Cry me a fucking river. Stop being a fucking Zionist. Palestinians are your friend, and they are better than you. Like, I'll take that accusation all day long. Yeah, I like Muslims. I don't like you. Muslims fight Jews. You look for excuses not to. You look for excuses that other people shouldn't fight them. People that had the bravery to take up arms and take stands against Jews, you look for reasons why they're bad for doing it. Just fucking put on the small hat. Just go operate the light switches tomorrow. You're just a Zionist Jew faggot.
Well, I mean, that Muslim shit, man, that bait is something that people took so far. And look, again, I took the bait at one point.
It's not bait. It's a succulent meal. I love Islam. I saw a meme.
I'm not talking about that bait.
I saw a meme. Hold on. I saw I saw a meme the other day. I'll never find it now. But it was a picture of Sam Milia. It said, I'm sorry, I don't remember what his ridiculous sentence was. However many months for racist stickers. There was another gentleman from the UK who I don't recognize, I know his name was, that he was put away for however many months for racist comments on Facebook. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there was a picture of some kind of packy. And it gave his ridiculously light sentence for grooming and rape. Like, there was no jail time. It was like, music. And I'm looking at, I look at this meme and I'm like, and people will read this meme and hate Muslims. Why don't you hate, the Muslim doesn't have any power over the sentencing in any of those cases. Your government did that. Your Jewish, Zionist-controlled government put those white men in jail for nothing and let that packy run free to do more rapes. And you're mad at Islam, you're not mad at Jews, and you're not mad at your government. You're a fucking faggot. And you're mad at me for pointing it out, probably. Fuck you.
Well, you love Islam.
That's where that comes from. I hate your government, and I hate Jews, and you don't.
I understand that. No, I mean, yeah.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
This is an issue.
And it's like with that attitude, you deserve every Muslim to a certain extent. If you don't hate your government for doing that, because it's not the Muslims that are doing that. The Muslims don't have any power. We have seen when these governments want to bring out the jackboots, they can do it, and they're not shy about it. They just don't give the order. They refuse to. The UK government could stop Islamic or not Islamic, but Arabic fucking like rape grooming gangs anytime they wanted to. They choose not to. They choose to throw Sam Milia in jail instead. They could shut all that stuff down any minute. They don't do it, and they don't care about you. And they've got you talking about, oh God, my caliphate. Run around with Tommy Robinson. Fuck that. Hate your government. Hate the Jews that run your government. Because you're gonna have every one of those. You're gonna have every one of those rapes until the Jews don't run your shitty government anymore. Until you get all those shabbos out there, out of the government. Yeah.
Tommy Robinson legitimately, he did. There was a thing where he like punched some like packy on the street the other day, and granted, the packy like threw a drink on him or something, and he punched him back. And I'm like, okay, great. Like, but the problem is. That like good for you. You did what any normal person would do when some fucking like Pakistani like throws a drink at you. You punched them. Okay.
Yeah. Now do it to a rabbi. Well,
anyone else trying to do that is going to go to jail. First of all, but also, like you are actively empowering that. Tommy Robinson actively empowers brown immigration to England. Additionally, he openly supports it when it's like Hindus and shit. Because Hindus aren't a threat to Jews. In fact, they're arguably functionaries for them. But, I mean, this is something we've been talking about for a while. It's just the thing is these recent campus sit-ins, and it's important to understand, these are not very big. Like, these are campus sit-ins. Granted, they're growing, but they're growing in terms of being on college campuses. These are not, like, riots. People are not, like, breaking windows and shops and looting and shit. That shit is not going on. These are students at colleges doing, like, sit-ins.
Well, that's kind of the other question. Like, if you're a right-wing conservative, wouldn't you want to see big conflagrations of protests on the campuses? Don't you hate the colleges?
There are some people that – but I got to be honest with you. Yes, I kind of hate that take too, though.
I'm not saying I support that take. I'm just saying it seems like it would be one that would be natural to a rightoid to come up with.
There's plenty of rightoids doing it. So, again, the take is like that basically like, LOL, I'm just going to watch it burn, right? That's another one, right? I'm just going to watch all of this. But embedded
I'm
in
watch
that
it burn
is
pretend
some
I don't
kind
live
of
here.
Just world fallacy, right? There's some kind of like just world fallacy in it, which is sort of like finally, but they can't ever explain to you how that what that is or how that came about. It's just like, oh, well, this is what they get ultimately. And I'm like, what are you even talking about?
No, that's what you get. You get this country.
Yeah, but I mean, I just
want to tell
I'm
the tell
curious,
the,
like,
the right side is
like,
the right side is like, no, this is what you get. This is where you live. This is your non future that you have. This is what you get because these are the positions you take when you're. This is how you react to it.
So it's I saw for you. This conservative commentator Jesse Kelly.
If it destroys you, it's for
you.
You
heard of him?
Yes, I have heard of Jesse Kelly.
I saw something from him this morning where apparently at FIT, it's on 25th Street in Manhattan, like Fashion Institute of Technology, which is just a fucking dumbass name for a college. Like something happened where like a few pro-Palestine people, right? Like they were like looked like they were probably Arabic kids. They had like the keffiyehs and stuff. Like they ran in. They were like doing some kind of protest or like the Free Palestine stuff. And some students at the college, like, because there's security there, they left the doors open so these protesters could, like, run into the building. This is, in New York City, college campuses are just buildings, except for Columbia, which has a whole city block with green stuff and whatnot. But so that one's just a building. So the students, like, opened the doors so these Palestine protesters could, like, go in and, like, run around yelling, like, Free Palestine on, like, the first floor of this college, right? And then they ran out. And it was maybe, like, 5 or 10 protesters that did that, right? And Jesse Kelly tweets this out, video of it, as if like this is some like apocalyptic thing. And he was like, I hope every college descends into this kind of chaos and destruction. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's just so interesting how they amp this to be like this huge thing. I'm like, what? Like, this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. And of course, he was calling them communists. He was calling them communists. And I'm just like, but. You know, again, I'm not trying to, like, minimize the protesting, but the reality is what it is. Like, that the scale of this was tiny. This was, like, mischief, effectively. This was some people that were just, like, someone held a door, and they just run around, like, Palestine, and they run back out.
We need
this Islam. The chaos enveloping the campuses. It's like, dude, it's a prank. That was a fucking prank.
We need Islamo-communism. That's what I want. They used to say a lot Islamo-fascism. They got it wrong. We need communist Muslims or Muslim communists. That's what we need. That is what's going to turn things around.
I would support that.
Muslim communists who don't allow you to own guns.
I'm like very curious now again, because it's just like popped. For some reason, Twitter thought I would want to watch this. Now he's pretending like he just came from watching the liberal white woman get thrown on the concrete. He's like, oh, I need a smoke now. It's like, okay, so what? So the implication being what? You just had sex? You probably did. I did. Okay, here it is.
At least niggers actually kill each other. Like, violent, yeah, crazy niggers. Watching... You know, when they do the option, they don't just, like, watch it on Facebook. They, like, actually go kill people. Like, these rightoids are, like, worse than niggers. They just fucking...
This is so dumb. Street communists savage the cities and institutions that nurture them is one of the few enjoyable parts of our cultural revolution. Don't let anyone steal that from you. I hope this extends to every blue city and campus in America. It's literally...
What would be left of the country without every blue campus and city? What would be left of this country? Nothing. Like an interstate highway system. What would be left? There'd be nothing left of this country without blue cities and campus. Like, there would be nothing left of this country, sir. All of your... your power would go out. You would have nothing to do. You would have no way to eat. You would be done if they would basically.
No,
you're trying to do an economic engine stop, like Ayn Rand or something. That's what would happen. You would starve.
But I'm just watching it. It's
people
like
are insane.
It's like it's actually more than it's actually maybe like at the end of it's maybe 100 or so people, but they're just in the lobby of this building chanting.
Good.
They didn't like wreck anything. I don't know. It's just funny. It's like it's just interesting. It's I don't know. It's like, do you understand what the scale of New York City is? If you were like 2 feet away, you wouldn't even know this was going on.
Right.
Like, I don't know, dude. It's just part of the way to blow this stuff up. Like these things really are in some kind of conflagration. But you know what else I'm seeing? I am actually seeing leftists being willing to bust through a security cordon, because you now see like security guards trying to stop them, and they're just like muscling their way through. Like, fuck you.
They should pretend that they weren't actually doing that after it's over and then get caught. Oh wait, sorry, that's what rightoids do.
Well,
I wasn't there. I was just trying to get coffee at the cafeteria. I wasn't in an insurrection.
Well, they'll never catch any of them because they're wearing masks.
I guess not.
they're never going to catch them. And because
they all got paid by by George Soros. So, man, I wish George Soros had sent me a check.
They're all paid by George Soros.
George Soros, buy me lunch today. I'm shilling for your project here.
The other thing that they do, and this is something I know about from being in leftist circles and just also observing them, is that they do things like
win.
on this issue, like the thing is that minor interactions with security, but like they might get away with this, that would be considered a win, I guess. They do things like they protect each other bodily from like getting arrested and things. They do all kinds of actual civil disobedience things, right? One thing I will say, like, none of this is going to change policy. But the problem is, if it's not going to change, if it's not like right away going to change policy, like doing a campus sit-in, you're going to just ultimately, Jews are going to get sick of it and they're going to come in and bust heads. So why are Jews afraid of it? They're afraid of it because of the culture that it inculcates, right? And that's why they want to change that culture through force. Like, they want to basically use force to make this kind of shit unacceptable, so this culture doesn't exist anymore. They actually just want to wipe it out.
That's a mistake.
So that these campuses,
I think that, as usual, Jews are being incredibly short-sighted. I said this before,
So
your formative experience in college is you got brutalized by police for being opposed to a genocide. That's going to stick with you for the rest of your life,
right? Which is why they want to know who they are. So they know who the people who had this experience are, so they can never give them important work.
Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to really try to just delete an entire class of, like, up-and-coming, like, elites from society? Is that your plan? Is that your bold plan?
Well, I think what their plan is that, like, not everyone at the universities is doing this. They want to reward those who don't.
I'm in a T-hole.
Don't T-hole.
It's showing me Jesse Kelly now, because obviously Twitter's analyzing the audio coming through my shit. And
are you fucking kidding me?
Jesse Kelly has a bunch of people arguing about how to like communicate to the normies. Like, you're fucking all normies. Fuck you.
Yeah, you are a normie.
You are the
Jesse
most
Kelly.
Fucking well, brutal normie thing I've ever seen. You're talking about vaccinations.
And the thing is, I wanted to. That's all normie stuff. That's all normie stuff. But like the thing is that like Alex was talking about the sort of the nihilism, just get the popcorn. That also just annoys me, because I'm like, I could see it, but the popcorn should, if you're gonna break out the popcorn, it should be for Jewish tears, not for like chaos and leftists getting their comeuppance.
But they love
or
Jews.
Like just I like to just watch it all burn. No.
No,
you
like
watch
Zionism.
Jews kvetching, and that's just your popcorn enjoyment.
You like watching Israel burn things, right? That's what you like.
So yeah, no, it's the only popcorn enjoyment like I condone here is if you see a Jew like out there kvetching and schwitzing and being all mad. Then okay, now you bring out the popcorn. Like that Jew that pretended he got hit in the face with a rock when he didn't.
These are like takes from the Bonghouse.
Should have been a rock.
Smoking
Bonghouse, Bonghouse, my friends. You people need to get out of the Bonghouse. Like, honestly, like,
actually, no, stay in there, but cut off your internet, so I can't see your awful takes. I just can't handle how wrong people are all the time, and how I'm always right. It really hurts.
I know. See, you do have a bit of like zealotry on this. I understand it.
Well, yeah, I'm zealously anti-Zionist.
Yes.
And since rightoids are pro-Zionist, I have to be zealously anti-rightoid. The greatest force for Jews on Earth is the American conservative, the American Christian, especially the American conservative Christian, who joins those both into an evil fucking combination of American politics, retardation, being a Schofield Bible.
Well, the dumbest thing is that the Christians fuck just like they. You just fucking set yourselves up to be scapegoats too. Like that fucking kike girl that we showed last time, who's just like right. telling everyone, "Oh no, it's really them. It's really them." Yeah. Like, why are you? Like, stop cooning for these fucking people. Stop. And even, like, I'm sorry, when you do, like, the you just came to fuck around and find out town or something, no, you're just cooning. You might as well fucking paint blackface on your face, go to a synagogue, and dance a little fucking jig for these kikes.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's what you're doing. That is what you're doing when you do that. Like, again, I just, yeah, I find it, like, really, really disgusting. Very, very disgusting to watch the impotent vicarious enjoyment of like hard power that you can't access, that's not for you, and just happens to like be hitting somebody that you also feel impotent resentment against. It actually disgusts me. And the fact is, like, yes, I get why you are stupid and impotent and all those things, but you are incapable. The people that think like that are absolutely incapable of doing anything to get themselves out of that place. They're perfectly comfortable in it. So it's going to have to be people that are not comfortable in that space that are going to actually end up like doing something about any of this or opposing any of this in any way, or even just carving out a space for themselves where they don't have to live with this bullshit. And so like it, you know, you're like, again, and also it is also this pretense. It's just a fucking panacea. It's like opium. It's like, you might as well inject fent. It's like this idea. Oh, there is some kind of force out there that's going to like do things and make all of this shit better. There's not like the people, the thing going, the cop beating up that liberal white lady. One, he would do it to you without thinking. He would have zero conscience. He's just an automaton. And he would yell all the same orders and commands at you like that. I actually don't think cops have any fucking sentience at all. I think they see no difference at all between like a black criminal and like that white lady. Like, they remember when they killed that guy, that white guy in the hotel room, because his shorts were falling down and he accidentally reached for his waistband because his shorts were falling down and they killed him.
Yes.
That's cops. No ability to understand that this guy is actually like, he's not a nigger. He's not, he might be like smokes weed or something, but basically his dumb fucking shorts were falling around his ankles. And so he grabbed for him instinctually and you fucking murdered him. And you should know, if you actually had sentience, you would understand that like unloading your gun into that guy is different because yeah. He's not black.
Right.
Like he doesn't have a gun. He wasn't reaching for a gun. He's not a nigger. And like that liberal white lady that like maybe she actually like touched like the wrist of a cop, because like that's how like, you know, middle-aged classy white women communicate, is they try and like they touch your wrist and be like, oh, let me talk to you, right? That's how like high status women.
Wait, does
you
that
know,
count as assault if somebody touches your fucking
that's
wrist?
What they're charging this woman with, battery.
It's fucking fragile police officers.
Right. No, like legit, like the fact that she put her hand on the cop in an effort to like try and calm the situation down, obviously like not a threat, doesn't have a weapon. No, they do like deliberate fucking context denial. And of course the excuse is always, the excuse for that is always like, we have to do context now because it could be anything at any time. It's like, no, fuck you. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. First of all, like, no, the reason you do the context denial is because the people that actually pull guns on you and assault you in the process of doing your duty are just niggers. And you're not allowed, you have to do context denial on behalf of niggers in like Jew-run America. Like, that's a requirement. So, like, when, like, a very nice, educated, high-status liberal woman approaches you to attempt to de-escalate a situation, you know, you treat her like a nigger because you were told. But you don't get to do that all the time. But the fact that she's white means you'll never really get in trouble for it. So, and they're not going to get in trouble for beating up any niggers or anything like that either. So,
Send a video clip. They've got a nice little piece of rhetoric that they're using in Texas. Thought it was some excellent protesting here. It's a good little own on the police.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are National Guard.
Let's see.
That's National Guard.
Who's Nation?
Or those cops? I don't know. Didn't Abbott order the National Guard?
The fuck are they saying?
What are they saying?
DPS. Who filled Uvalde? DPS. Who filled?
Oh, Uvalde? That's fucking. Oh shit. That's
who. I thought you said like who failed Obama really CPS. Like what? Trouble with your
CPS. I thought they were saying
yeah, definitely call like, CPS listen. On them too while you're
having trouble with your TPS reports.
TPS report. Yeah.
So
it's the state police. Yes.
Oh, that is the state police.
They were at Uvalde yeah. and they stood around playing on their cell phones while people were being shot.
And here they go. And like, they're going to beat up these college kids because the Jews are mad. Yeah. So, yeah,
I saw people trying to like fact check. Yeah, they were at Uvalde. And then immediately they got the person trying to do this argument was dogpiled by documents like showing them at Uvalde.
Well, if that's I was confused. I thought maybe that was National Guard, but no, that's just state police. Well, I believe the governor gets to order them too. Like that was a governor thing. Like the governor told them to do that. Like they go in, right? And you know, colleges have their own. Usually, I think it was at University of Texas at Austin. Is that what that was? That's a huge school. I'm sure they have their own police force. I'm sure the campus has their own cops. And so the governor overrode. That jurisdiction is like, no, state cops are going in because, you know, the college isn't. That's another thing that Jews are actually demanding is that the universities, because the universities themselves are sensitive to the internal politics of this inside their institution, which is something that the media isn't really giving you a glimpse at, but you can find it if you go and read higher education stuff or just student stuff, or if you even choose to go and look at sort of what the internal discourse is of these protests and of the way that they are addressed by the administration and stuff like that. You can find that stuff. So the internal discourse at the university is very different. Like a lot of deference has to be given to these protesters and to the point of view they have, because the colleges, the campuses themselves actually have to also walk a very fine line in terms of how this is being presented. And you know, the It is actually becoming very clear to a lot of people that there's this crazy, insane level of double standard, right? But the universities are trying to not trigger that so much, so they're actually having their campus police not be really rough with them and are also kind of like just hoping to kind of do the bit of like letting it peter out and die. But Jews are putting political pressure on their elected butt-goys, right? That's like that guy Shai Davidi, who we saw from Columbia, who was in Central Park, like ranting and raving about Jews aren't safe, Jews aren't safe. He's calling out Eric Adams for not sending in the city cops, and then he calls out the state government for not sending in state police or National Guard or something like that, because Columbia University is not having its security go and bust it up and is taking like a de-escalatory approach. But when you look at what these things were and are, prior to any interaction with security, like they're literally just fucking sit-ins. Like they were doing some shit at Columbia that it was really stupid. They were doing some cringy like dance with like string and shit like that. And I was just like, this is fucking dumb.
So apparently, cringy.
So like, but that's the kind of shit they were doing.
Ben-Gavir was wanting them to like send in the militias or something. The guy who was involved in the car accident this morning.
No, dude, Jews have been demanding National Guard get sent in.
Militia?
Which I guess that's a militia, right? I mean,
that's an actual militia.
Or is he wanting like them to send in like Shomrim, like the armed Jewish militias that exist in New York City?
Maybe he means send in the boomers, like find all like these rightoid gun owners and send them
right.
in.
Right. Sorry, now the thing is, the problem is they don't even have the courage to do that. Like the rightoid boomers, they post on Facebook. They're not gonna legitimately they would not have, because you know what they would do? Even if you gave them the 100% go ahead, you're like, there's no cops around, there's nothing, no security, nothing. You can go in. They'd be like, this is trap.
Nah, they would do it. If they had permission to do like violence against NA Zionist kids, they would do it.
I don't think they have the courage because they would never trust the permission granting. They would think that they were being led into a trap.
Maybe.
They would never do it.
I think that if Trump told them, they would do it.
That's probably the only way.
Trump told them to overthrow the government.
Well, I feel like no, because that was burned. Like they don't actually.
They cooned for him really hard, even though like he did nothing for them.
No, they did, but I'm saying that experience has burned them. Like they don't. They're actually like they put their hand on the stove and they're never going to do it again. Like,
did you speaking of Trump? Did you hear what he said about this stuff?
No,
I'm sure it was non-committal.
Hoping to go to break.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you ready? Crooked Joe Biden would say constantly that he ran because of Charlottesville. Well, if that's the case, he's done a really terrible job because Charlottesville is like a peanut compared to the riots and anti-Israel protests that are happening all over our country right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trump.
The peanut. Like.
But again, you see the subtle bait, or not so subtle. But you see the bait. The bait is there. It's dangling. I can see it. It's like.
What was it like compared to January 6th, Donald?
Yeah, but it's like he's inviting, like, again, that's this is what makes me think, like, what you're saying, that there's something going on with the why certain. But it's also like, again, I have to just keep stressing that what they are saying about these being riots is not true. Like, right. they're not, if they left these things alone, they would just be. Like cringy drum circles and shit.
Right.
And
feel like any other
kids doing like dance with string and stuff. They're not being violent. The claim that they're being violent comes entirely from Jews, where like Zionist Jew student, like some fucking little heeb with a yarmulke goes and approaches them and starts yelling at them, and they yell back and they start saying, "Get the hell out of here, Zionists, like no Zionists in this space." And then the Jew kid goes like, "Oh my God, let me get like 18 million fucking kike lawyers on top of them," and you know, like it's just that. Like that's what it is. It's just Jew histrionics. And this is what they do. They get and they get Jew students. They do like Rosa Parks shit. Like they get Jew students to do this on purpose, trying to like bait them. Like the video that Jonathan Greenblatt put out the other day, where that kike is like, "Oh yeah, like I went up to them and they stole my flag and they beat me and they said kill the Zionists," and they threw rocks at my head. And this dude is like totally, completely untouched. Like there's not even like he has zero scratches on him. His clothes are like completely clean, like no dust or dirt or anything. And it's just like, yeah, no, you're just lying. You just made that up. You just made it up. You're standing across the street from the protesters. You didn't do anything. You just stood there and lied. And that's part of the whole thing. And of course, you get dumbasses in there reacting. "Oh my God, it's so terrible. Well, I can't believe it's going on in America."
Yeah.
So. It's fake. The idea that these are riots is fake. And I'm not saying that because I would be against these people rioting. If they want to riot, I'd say for it. But I'm just telling you what the facts are. It's just the truth.
Anyhow.
Well, did Ben Gavir, like, what happened to his brain? Is it okay?
Well, yeah. He probably went to lunch. Which I wish I would.
I think he's going to be fine.
Do you want lunch?
Unfortunately, he's fine, yeah. God damn it. Oh, well.
All right, we'll be back in a few.
You are listening to The Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!